Hey there, and welcome to the Hot Mess Mom Health Podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Santos, a wife, working mom of two littles, certified health coach, and self-proclaimed hot mess mom. Do you find yourself on the perpetual struggle bus, trying to juggle it all and your health is the last thing on the to-do list, but you feel like crap? I can relate because I've been there. The reality is you can get healthy and it doesn't have to be overwhelming. If you're looking for some education, inspiration, accountability, a kick in the pants, or I'm not gonna lie, some tough love, you're in the right place. So pull up a seat, grab a nice coffee, and join me on this journey to better health. Hey there, welcome to week 3 of my journey to 40. I am still battling a head cold, and to be honest, I feel probably the worst today than I have of the last couple days, and I don't really know why. I should be on the recovery, but every time the seasons change so quickly like they are right now, at least in New Jersey, I get this super bad like allergy stuff going on, head cold, and it's super annoying, honestly, because it's more of an inconvenience than I'm really sick. It's just making me feel down, and I'm not a fan of it. However, I'm still here. So this week, I have been pretty much staying true to everything that I was doing in weeks prior. So I've done the intermittent fasting every day, including the weekend, except for Thursday, except for yesterday. And it's been fine. I just woke up Thursday really wanting my coffee and my breakfast. And I was like, you know what? There's no harm in just eating because I'm actually hungry. So I'm going to kind of use that as a guide. Like, I know my body pretty well at this point, so I'm going to kind of go with what my body wants and needs. And I also, you know, have been waking up super early. So I have been getting up at 5 to do my 45-minute rides. And I did not wake up on Thursday morning either. I gave myself a lot of sleep. Like I said, Wednesday night, I just started feeling like kind of like the head cold had gotten the best of me. And then Wednesday night when I was going to bed, I just wanted to get a lot of rest. So I went to bed at 8:40 and I slept until 5:45 the next day. So I'm going to take that as my body needed the rest and I'm going to give my body what it needs. So that is that. I have been sticking to pretty much, you know, my low carbish life. I haven't really deviated from the plan that I would normally do. I haven't had any ice cream this week, so we'll see how the weekend goes, but I've been very good, and I haven't really had anything that I would call, like, out of the ordinary for me, at least. I did get my kit in the mail to do my gut testing. However, I did not do the test yet. It's a little cumbersome work amount of paperwork, and I had to call my doctor to see kind of what boxes I'm supposed to check. So stay tuned on details for that, because I really do want to dive in. Like I said before, I really want to dive into the gut health issue because I think I definitely have something going on there. I still have yet. I've been procrastinating and it's getting back burnered, looking at my labs a little bit more in detail because I do want to talk to you guys about, you know, my personal labs so that maybe it can help you when you guys have yours done. If you go to your doctor, just some pointers or things that I can point out that you could be looking for. I will get to it, I promise. It's just, I don't want to half-ass it. I want to be able to give you guys some information about things that came up for me and things that I think you guys could look out for. So there's that. As far as my workouts, I have been, like I said, waking up early. I've been doing my Peloton rides. I'm part of a Power Zone challenge for, I think, the next 4 weeks. So I have been getting in all of my rides, which I'm proud of myself for because I did it mainly to stay a little bit more consistent with the rides and to stick to longer rides because I was kind of doing only 15, 20-minute rides. So I'm kind of challenging myself to see how I feel with the longer ride. So I'm doing this for 8 weeks. I think I'm on week 4. I kind of forget, but I think I'm on week 4. I've been sticking to it. I've gone through all my rides with no problem. And then I also am doing the Tonal still. I'm in a program that the workouts are super short. They're like 20 minutes. So I do the bike in the morning and I do the 20-minute workout either when I get home from work, if there's time before my kids get home, or when they go to bed. So I've been sticking true to that. I'm super proud of myself for doing that. And sometimes it's just the little things, right? Like, it's just patting myself on the back that I actually completed the goal that I set out to do this week. So hopefully by next week, this head cold is gone completely and my voice is back to normal and I'm not really feeling it at all because I don't like being sick, as I don't think anybody does. Yeah, and I have been reading that 5-second rule book pretty consistently before bed, and I really, excuse me, I really do like that book, and it has a lot of great points. I think I'm going to do a full episode on a Monday, not this Monday. I'm about a little over halfway through the book. So I want to dive into what I've been getting out of it, because it's really good, and it's kind of bringing back to me the thoughts that our mindset is basically the biggest, you know, challenge we have when we're struggling with our health or wellness and trying to stick to new habits and breaking the bad habits and things like that. Like, it is completely your mind that is behind, I think, a lot of the success or a lot of the failures. So I am looking forward to finishing that book. I think a little over halfway done, if I'm thinking about it right. I think I'm a little bit over halfway done. So hopefully in the next like 2 weeks, I'll finish it. Just depends on how much reading time I get. And I read before bed. And if I get tired, I just put the book down and go to sleep, because I can't comprehend if I'm not awake. So that's pretty much it. We are going into Halloween week. So I know next week's going to be a little busy, and I'm going to be surrounded by Halloween candy. So I have not even bought the Halloween candy for our house to give out yet, because honestly, I don't want it in the house. I don't want my kids begging me for it. I don't want my husband eating it. I don't want to be tempted. So I wait till the last blessed second to buy the Halloween candy. So I'll be doing that next week. So we'll see. I've been through many Halloweens where I haven't touched any candy, and then I've been through other Halloweens where I've eaten bowls of candy. So I'm thinking that I'm going to go the route of not having any, but you never know. And then my kids are like, oh, this is so good, try this. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to. Like, but then I feel bad if they're trying to share. So anyway, yeah, that is this week. Nothing super eventful. It's been pretty consistent to my goals and what I'm working towards, and nothing really other than this stupid head cold that I wish would go away to report on. So I hope you guys all have an amazing weekend, and I will chat with you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this episode of Hot Mess Mom Health. If you love this episode, please leave me an iTunes review. It would mean the world to me, and it would help me get the word out about helping other moms reclaim their health. Thank you so much.